Hello Audioboo, today is Friday the 27th of December, Christmas is over, and it's been a fairly good Christmas actually. Christmas Eve, I don't know if I mentioned it, I think I did, went fairly well. Christmas Day, or rather, first Christmas Day as we call it, in Germany, went very well. You've probably heard my Audioboo. I apologise that I didn't give any explanation in English, but I would have felt very self-conscious because they were all speaking German and it was the way they were all speaking anyway. So I thought I would just, explain it in the title. I hope you were able to listen to it because I really enjoyed singing the Christmas songs, and I especially enjoyed, by my granddad's request, to sing the English one, which is my favourite English Christmas carol ever. O Holy Night. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do. Not because I think I'm a great singer, but because I just love the fact that I could show you guys how a family sings German Christmas songs, and then I am able to sing an English one. Last year I sang O Come All Ye Faithful, which is a song that also exists in the German language, but I thought this time I would sing something that they might not know. So I chose O Holy Night, and I looked at the lyrics before I went on Christmas Day to see my grandparents. I also got some nice presents. I got a lovely shower cream with almond and honey smell, which I love. And he didn't know that. He was trying to get me a vanilla one, but he couldn't find it. So he chose that, and it's quite a big bottle, and I love it. I was really pleased. He was just saying that he only bought that to have something to wrap the money around, which is very sweet. He didn't have to do that, but yeah, it was very nice. And yesterday we went to a little, I think it's a sports bar-y, restaurant-y kind of thing. I'm not sure what it is, but it's, I think it is a venue where the sports people meet, but it is also a restaurant, and my mum's cousin owns it. So and he cooks very well, so basically we had a meal there. There was me, my mum, my dad, and then there was my nan, who we picked up from hospital, from nursing home. We told her twice or three times not to go to her nursing home's dining room because we were going to go to eat, but where was she when we picked her up? Yep, in the dining room. Dementia sucks. Anyway, she thankfully hadn't eaten anything yet, so anyway, and then there was my great auntie, my nan's sister-in-law, who has changed quite a bit. And then there was her daughter and her children. And I've not seen them for almost 15 years. And then there was, and everyone was surprised by that actually. The other daughter from my nan's sister-in-law. It was a surprise because I had not seen her for yonks either. And her daughters are 3 and 6 years older than me. So I got to ask how they are, and I did not know that the eldest has a child already, so it's pretty crazy. It's all good. Very nice time we had. Except for my nan, who then claimed that my mum had never given her any Christmas biscuits this year, which is the furthest from the truth. Not only had she given her two boxes to eat for herself, but she also always brought some when we went for a coffee in the nursing home. Which made me again very sad how how dementia can just alter anything. It's kind of sad. And then we had a evening in front of the TV, which was quite cosy. My dad put the fire on. So, yeah. And today, a friend is coming. A very old handball friend of my mum's, who also always has been my friend. It's been a long story, but my mum's known her for so long. And she often took us over to hers. When we were small, we would always go to the playground with her, and I would always slide down the slide, and she would catch me down there, and it's always been nice. And later on, in my teens, she had a dog, so I would always, when I had time, I would go for a walk with her. And the dog, literally every time I was at home, and then the dog died, and obviously I left, so we didn't meet that often anymore. So she's coming over today. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly looking forward to that. And then, bless them, our neighbours who went to my nan's house asked me to come over because they brought a surprise for me, which I really did not expect. And I'm very curious now, so I decided that when my parents are watching handball, I would pop over there for an hour or two. Also because it might be the last time I'm actually going to see them for longer, so I am going to look, I'm looking forward to that thoroughly. So today is booked out. Tomorrow, another friend is going to come over to see me, and it was supposed to be a surprise, but my dad spoiled it. My mum told him off for that. But hey, it's okay. And then we're going to go to see my nan as well in the nursing home. In whatever order this is going to happen, I'm not sure, but either way, I'm looking forward to that. And on Sunday, I'm looking forward to that as well. At 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm being picked up by a friend of mine who I've last seen in Berlin. She used to live in Berlin with her kids. And now, funnily enough, because she's got a new husband, she lives in the same town as my grandparents live. So what's happening is she's picking me up at 2 or 2:30. I get to spend 3 hours with them. And then they're going to take me to my nan's in the same town, my nan's and granddad's, for my nan's 80th. So it could not have got better. Seriously, it's sweet. It really is. And on Monday I'll be travelling to Berlin with Saskia. So yeah, good times ahead, people, good times ahead. Anyway, I will update you when the need arises. I hope you all had a nice Christmas, and I hope you're not too stuffed from all the food. I'm not, actually, because I can't eat much. I actually was, let's just say, under my mum's watchful eye, I only had 2 biscuits each time. So I might treat myself to 1 or 2 things in Berlin as well. Anyway, I shall talk to you all soon. Have a good time.